Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So there are two very different types of leaders that we are looking at in this country right now. There are leaders that are siding with freedom, and there are leaders that are siding with total anarchy. There are leaders that are saying you don't have rights as American citizens, and there are leaders that have decided that we are going to protect and defend your rights. Now, there are some leaders that are also just babbling right now. Babbling in a way that is embarrassing and babbling in a way that is concerning. And if you have not heard the latest, the world has, whether you like it or not. The world now is very clearly shocked by the cognitive decline of a man by the name of President Joe Biden, coughing and mumbling and slurring words during a speech on democracy of all things. Making up new terms for the LGBTQ community, adding L on the end, no one knows why. Why is this happening and why is the media not covering it is a question we should all be asking. It's because they're terrified that if we actually know just how bad things are with Joe Biden, that we will start to freak out and that the Democratic Party will be forced to do something to get this guy out of office. Now, the rest of the world is witnessing and watching this. This is exactly why leaders are trying to size up this president. They're trying to size him up to see, is he going to stop anything? Does he even know what's going on? Does he have any clue what's really even happening? Now, while this is happening, we're also seeing Build Back Better being forced down our throats. Jen Psaki saying the Congressional Budget Office score on the Biden agenda is a, quote, fake score on a bill that doesn't exist, even though it is a real score. Trying to just lie to the American people. That's her best defense, I guess, about taking trillions of your dollars and spending them on pretty much anything that the left decides to spend it on, not what's best for you. Now, in an attempt for what they're referring to at the White House as environmental justice, Biden attacked America's energy independence, and it's now crippling Americans. Now, this was all done by the Biden administration in an attempt to, quote, stop environmental injustice and implement environmental justice. Gas prices now are up average 55%. It's costing you on average this winter at least $1,500 more to heat your home. Some are calling it a Biden heat tax. Over 11,000 jobs in the energy sector have been killed in the U.S. alone. And we are now paying the highest gas prices since Obama left office. But according to Biden, this is, quote, just fairness. Now let's go back to his babbling. My producers put together a quick montage for you of Biden coughing, mumbling, slurring his words during his speech, which he's actually reading off a teleprompter. Imagine if the teleprompter wasn't there, how bad this would have been. Take a listen.
By outside pressure from autocrats, not to assert that any one of our democracies is perfect, investing in our own democratic, our own democracy, supporting our partners, we pursued a broad-based agenda, a true act of consensus between Democrats and Republicans in our country. And soon, I hope to sign into law a bill we call the Build Back Better Plan, provide baselines for assessing accessing the ballot box, and just evaporates confidence that the people must need to have in their government. And today I'm proud to launch the Presidential Initiative for Democratic Renewal, which will focus efforts across our diplomacy and foreign assistance programs to bolster democratic resilience and human rights and globally. We're going to launch new programs to help connect anti-corruption activities, empowering the LGBTQ community, plus community, working organizations. We're going to stand up two rapid response cross-cutting initiatives and the Partnership for Democracy program. I'm so looking forward to a productive session and discussions that we'll have over the next 2 days.
Mr. President, thank you so much for kicking off the Summit for Democracy.
That is just from one speech. One speech only. About democracy on a teleprompter. The most controlled way you can give a speech is the president off a teleprompter. Just read it, Joe. So all you got to do is read it. Just read it. And he couldn't even do it. Now, the rest of the world is talking about that speech because it was a speech that the world was looking at because it dealt with democracy. And the rest of the world is asking, what is going on with Joe Biden? And the cognitive decline of Joe Biden. Now, it's very clear that something's not right. Why is the media covering for him? Why aren't they asking questions? Do you remember when they demanded that a guy by the name of Donald Trump take a cognitive test? Do you remember that? When they said he thought he was unhinged? Can you believe this guy? He's erratic. He's getting angry. Remember all that crap? Remember when that was happening? When they demanded it. And guess what? Donald Trump's okay. I'll take a cognitive test. Watch this. And I'll ace it. This is the way the media was slandering him. Now that you have a real cognitive issue right here. You have a real issue right now, a significant issue. And the media is just completely looking the other way, not covering this at all. Now, while all this is happening, the Democrats are trying to push something that's going to cost you a lot of money. Build Back Better, they call it. Offer people free money and they should become your biggest fans, right? That is the game plan from this Biden administration. Well, not really, as it turns out. President Biden's legislative strategy this year was to include some temporary new benefits in the big COVID relief bill Democrats passed in March. Then count on them becoming so popular that voters would demand that they extended this indefinitely. That's what the Build Back Better legislation that Democrats hope to pass by the end of the year is part two of that strategy, with extensions of a new child tax credit and health care subsidies among the bill's major elements. Yet, voters are rejecting it. They're not enthused at all because they're seeing what happens when you turn a country into a lazy country where people are solely dependent on the government. In fact, just 41% of respondents in a recent NPR poll, NPR, that's not conservative, said that they support the Build Back Better legislation. 34% oppose it. 25% say they don't really know yet. Now, support for the, quote, bipartisan infrastructure bill Biden signed in November was 56%. And then they realize, wow, it's not really doing anything good for the economy. That's a 15-point gap in support, and it is the difference between legislative action that Americans want and Congress passing it and legislation that they don't want. One obvious problem with the Build Back Better America bill is Americans don't know what to do with it. And they don't even know what it will do. Congress, by the way, doesn't know either. The bill has changed so many times that the Senate is unlikely to pass the version of the House bill approved in November. Benefits such as the child tax credits, which now include payments sent directly to millions of families each month. Each month, you'll get checks. This is called buying votes. We're supposed to make such legislation tangible to voters. And it doesn't appear to have worked. Why? Because people are realizing that when you have a lazy society, then society breaks down. Businesses, small businesses, can't find workers. They're angry because they know this is 100% because the Biden administration is sending out a whole lot of free money. And it's not really free. We borrowed the money and now we're going to have to pay it back one day. And the taxpayers are going to be the hook for it. But Joe Biden will already be dead. And many of the Democrats and Republicans that voted for this will be dead because of old age. Before you have to pay it back. They don't care they're bankrupting this country because they are just wanting to get reelected. They're fundamentally changed the way that we operate in this country. Now, you might think that most people would notice and appreciate random money, right, that materializes in their bank account each month or checks that arrive in the mailbox. Not so much. The Treasury Department says checks have gone to roughly 60 million families, but the NPR poll found that just 59% of families eligible for the benefits were even getting it. Of those, just 15% said the payments helped a lot, while 64% said they helped a little. It's possible some families are getting the payments via direct deposit and actually don't even realize it. So now they're maybe thinking about sending out the checks so people will be addicted to the checks and they'll run out to their mailbox like it's a treat for a dog. Now this matters because Democrats hope that the larger tax credit would generate a groundswell of voter support that would get the BBB bill, all right, Build Back Better bill over the finish line by the end of 2021. The March relief bill established the expanded benefit for six more months starting in July. So it ends this month. And they thought, well, that'll be perfect. People will be so addicted to this, they'll want to get that money and they'll continue to want to get that money and we'll get enough support for this. And then, bam, we will own them like modern day slaves. So why is it not working? Well, instead of rallying around this new bill, voters are concerned. They're concerned because the bill also includes green energy investments that they don't understand, preschool subsidies that they don't think we need, housing support, which is clearly going to people to buy their votes, immigration changes, tax hikes. Tax hikes and other things that make the whole package seem, well, just odd, strange, unorganized, kind of crazy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now, NBC's Chuck Todd, on Biden's new low approval rating, he has a new theory of why things aren't going so well. This is not a spoof from Saturday Night Live. This is actual commentary. Listen.
And we are back. It seems as if there's nothing the White House can do to improve their political standing these days. It does feel like every week there's another poll. It's a new bottom. It's a new this. And some of it is out of their control. Mark Murray and I were having a discussion. His two big promises were to get COVID behind us and to get rid of Donald Trump. COVID's not behind us and Donald Trump's still lurking. It's not his fault, but is that why we're in this no man's land here for him?
Yes, that's why we're in the no man's land, folks. That's apparently it. We just summed it up that simply. There's something the White House, there's not really anything the White House can do to improve their political standing these days. It does feel like every week there's another poll and it's a new bottom and it's a new this, and some of that it's out of their control. His two biggest promises were get COVID behind us and get rid of Donald Trump, and COVID's not behind us and Donald Trump's still lurking. So we're now blaming COVID for the demise of Joe Biden. Not his slurring of his words, not his I can't put together coherent sentences, not the fact that he's clearly not running the country. Let me give an example of some of the headlines from outside the U.S. Biden's Build Back Better plan could double the cost of child care and act as up to a $30,000 tax on middle-class families, a new study finds. The new program would act like a $20,000 to $30,000 annual tax on middle-income families. Yeah, President Biden's Build Back Better America bill contains provisions to make child care more affordable, quote-unquote, but could have the opposite effect for the middle class in America, this new study confirms. Not only do they say this new program would act like a $20,000 to $30,000 annual tax on middle-income families, but they also said it's going to put us into massive debt, continuing to hurt the issue of inflation. Analysts estimate that by removing financial incentives to low-cost care and increasing regulations, the cost of daycare for middle American families would surge 102 to 122% when the government gets involved with the Build Back Better plan. For a family with an infant and a four-year-old, he said the bill would slap them with an additional $27,000 for care unless they qualify for the Build Back Better low-income subsidies, which again is about buying votes. The bill has a number of provisions they say could increase costs as well. First, it requires child care providers to be paid, quote, a living wage, which would be the equivalent to the wages for elementary school educators with similar credentials and experience. That's what's actually in the bill. Mulligan estimates that the living wage provisions would be responsible for 80% of the increase in child care costs immediately. Elementary school teachers earn an average of $63,930 nationwide, while child care workers earn on average about $25,500. That according to the figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. If you use those benchmarks, child care facilities would need to pay each worker 151% more than they're paying them right now. Child care workers perhaps would be required to hold master's degrees or be represented by unions. that could otherwise limit supply, as they do with kindergarten teachers, the study also warns. The bill would also cap, by statute, child care expenses for millions of families, thus reducing the incentive to offer prices below the federal cap because the subsidies from the federal government would kick in. What are you going to have? A whole lot of child care facilities open up because the government will be paying the bill. And parents won't have to parent as much. They can just drop their kids off. State programs would also rate caregivers based on quality, promoting facilities to bring on more staff, implement educational requirements and other regulations in exchange for the state resources and the funds. But what if you don't qualify? Based on the new minimums set in the Build Back Better America plan, you would have to pay $20,000 to $30,000 more for your child care. Providers would also need to bloat their administrative teams to process paperwork and comply with the new rules and the new regulations of the federal government for the subsidies. Meanwhile, church-based child care facilities would not be eligible for any of the federal grants because we want to attack religion. Church-based child care has a natural cost advantage as it utilizes space that would otherwise sit empty all week. And the federal government said, good luck, you're on your own. According to the bill, if a family earns less than 75% of their state's median income for their size family, their child care bill would be wholly covered by the taxpayers. This is buying votes. This is bribery, folks, and they put it in a bill. If a family makes 100% of their state's median income, their child care costs are capped at 2% of income. For families making 125%, costs are capped at 4% of their income. For those making 150%, their costs would be capped at 7%. In other words, this is just like Obamacare, much like the Affordable Care Act did with health insurance. This Build Back Better Biden plan would have families paying for child care according to a sliding income scale that designates what is affordable. The sliding scale imposed on consumers would reduce another incentive to provide to providers to control costs because they want to get every dime they can out of the taxpayers, which is a government check. To make matters worse, these subsidies for many families would not kick in for 3 years. Families that make below their state median income would get subsidies that kick in right away, which would add significant demand to the child care market. And those families that don't really use, that don't already use licensed child care, would immediately look to take advantage of the free child care for their kids. That would mean a surge in demand for care. And if supply can't keep up, price hikes or shortages will then follow, which means another disaster. Families that make $1 above their state's median income would be fully responsible for child care costs for another 3 years. When the subsidies kick in for those making up to 250% to their median income. And the entire program would cease to exist come 2027 unless a future Congress and president passed a law to extend it, which of course they will because people would lose their minds if they lost this. What the government's trying to do right now and the federal government's involvement in child care to private and public schools is nothing more than trying to control and raise your children and making it where it is easy for you to be irresponsible. And when they do it for free, it's going to come with a price. It may be vaccines. It may be the fact they try to indoctrinate your children. The list goes on and on. It's also buying votes. This is bribery. You try to get all the public children in poor communities and their parents addicted to your freebies. And when you do it, they'll never leave you. Because who would want to walk away from this, right? Seriously, who would want to walk away from this? No one would. No one would want to walk away from this. You're getting free health care at 100% coverage. You're getting free schooling. You're getting, you know, free diapers, free cell phones, free subsidies for your home, your lights, your utilities. Now, granted, you're living in poverty, but at least you're not having to work. And you wonder why people are against this. It's a very simple reason why they're against this. Because people are realizing that when you start sending out this free money, that people are lazy and the workers disappear and it's impossible to run a business. And then you have to raise your prices because you have to pay insane wages to get anybody to even show up for work because all of the free crap that I just mentioned.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now, the media says that a lot of the problem with this bill is just simple messaging, right? Libby Cantrill, head of public policy for investing firm PIMCO, said, quote, "The debate has centered on the bill's size and the price tag and not on the substance of the package. So people really have very little idea what is actually in the bill." I don't think that's true at all, by the way. She says part of the urgency to pass something is it is for it to be able for mark this again. DS 3, 2, 1. Now, part of the urgency to pass something, she says, is to be able to tell everyone how great it is, because clearly they need to be told. That's what the polling is telling us. And they're not. Why? Because you've got a president, and I go back to Joe Biden here. He hasn't sold this thing. This guy can't even talk about democracy without being a babbling idiot. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being honest. Look at what he has done. Look at what he is saying. Listen to the words that actually come out of his mouth, right? I mean, when Biden is coughing and mumbling and slurring his words during a speech about democracy, what makes you think he can go out there and sell the American people on Build Back Better? I don't think he can. Now, Biden has also been terrible at just talking about basic things like inflation. We have huge problems in this country with inflation. Let me just remind you of all the dumb things that he has said about inflation. And those around him in the Biden administration, they said that actually printing more money should solve the inflation crisis, which is the exact opposite of what you do if you want to get inflation under control.
We take inflation very seriously.
Economists call all these things transitory effects.
These one-time increases in prices are likely to have only transitory effects on inflation.
There will be transitory impacts as it relates to inflation.
By the way, they're all lying to you. You hear all this, they're like, oh, it's only going to be a one-time price increase, right? There's only just a one-time price increase and it's going to go back to normal. Don't worry. That hasn't happened. All of them, the Treasury Secretary, the Chief of Staff, the White House Press Secretary, the President, the Vice President, they've all lied to you. Everything you just heard has not happened.
I believe it's transitory.
A temporary, a transitory impact.
In the end, it will be transitory.
These inflation rises will be transitory, that they will come back down next year.
Inflation is going to come down next year.
Inflation will come down next year.
Talk of inflation. The overwhelming consensus is going to pop up a little bit and then go back down.
People fully expect this inflation to be temporary.
There's nobody suggesting there's unchecked inflation on the way. No serious economist.
The president's Build Back Better agenda as a whole will ease some of that inflationary.
How? How will it ease some of the inflationary rising, as Mayor Pete just said there? It won't. In fact, it will make inflation skyrocket, which is one of the concerns that so many economists are now saying right now. They're very concerned with it. They're saying that what you just heard is, in fact, not true. It's not accurate. The idea that this was just going to be a quick little bump up and then immediately it was going to come back down and then everything was going to be fine, they got all that wrong. And I think they knew they were getting it wrong. They just wanted to lie to you because they wanted to get this Build Back Better bill passed immediately because they needed a win. They needed to score something big, and they needed people to be bribed to vote for them. They needed people to get these checks or auto deposits in their bank account every single month. So right before the midterm elections, you'd go, well, hell, I'm going to vote for the team that keeps giving me all this free money. And yet still, the American people are not in favor of this bill because people that do work are starting to get really angry. They're angry that other people are making money almost as much as they are by not doing anything at all. And they're angry that their tax dollars are going for this. They're angry about inflation. They're angry about pricing. They're angry about the economy and what's happening right now. They're angry that their small businesses are being hurt because people aren't coming out to shop because of their lockdowns and COVID and everything else they're doing. And they're angry that this administration is stupid enough to make that to actually say this crap, that, oh, this is just a minor temporary inflation issue when it's clearly not.
The president's Build Back Better agenda as a whole will ease some of that inflationary pressure.
The bipartisan infrastructure deal and Build Back Better agenda could likely ease inflationary pressures.
It will ease longer-term inflationary pressures.
We're going to ease inflationary pressure.
I don't think that these investments will drive up inflation at all.
Build Back Better will not increase inflation.
The overall Build Back Better vision is designed to reduce inflationary pressures.
I have 17 Nobel laureates in economics sent me a letter recently saying that my proposals would actually reduce inflation.
17 Nobel laureate economists said that if we passed both of these plans, we would reduce inflation.
17 Nobel laureates in economics said it's going to lower inflation.
17 Nobel Prize winners in economics.
17 Nobel Prize winning economists.
17 Nobel laureates.
A total of 14, I think it was 14, Nobel laureate economists.
Since it is paid for, it would not increase inflation.
Wages have gone up higher, faster than inflation.
Monthly rates of inflation have already fallen substantially.
If we pass the other two things I'm trying to get done, we will in fact reduce inflation. Reduce inflation. Reduce inflation.
None of this has come true. Now, this montage that has plagued you is what they've been trying to sell you on this for an entire year. They've all been wrong for the last year. None of this is accurate. CDC coming out today, fear-mongering you even more, by the way, with the economy, saying that, again, the CDC director, Walensky, said this on CBS this morning.
Shouldn't the messaging be, though, Rochelle, as we sit here, there, because if we're going into year two, people think we're waiting for you to sound the trumpet and say it's all clear. We're not really going to get an all clear, are we? We just have to face the fact that we're going to have to live with this. True?
I think that that's probably true. But what I would say is we have a lot of control and power to do that as we come together, as we get vaccinated, as we do those prevention things that work to protect one another and ourselves and our family. We can bring down the amount of disease in this country and get much faster to that place.
Can I?
So the CDC is now saying we're probably not going to shut down this virus. But we have a lot of control and power to bring down the amount of disease in this country. That's now the CDC's new thing. So you're going to be getting boosters indefinitely. So let's just recap here what's going on. Democrats are now focused on Mark Meadows' text messages saying that it's deeply, deeply revealing and deeply damning that they were getting text messages coming in from Fox News stars to him saying, you better shut down what's happening on January the 6th. This is what they're actually focused on right now. The White House has got a president that can't even read a damn teleprompter. The Democrats are trying to figure out how to spend hyperinflation, and then they're trying to say, oh, it's just happening for a moment, and it's going to stop immediately. And now we're being told that COVID-19, which we already knew, was going to be around indefinitely, so they want more mandates on your kids when they go to school. And they want you to build back America better, even though it's actually not going to build back better anything. It's bribing people to vote for them. You look at what they're doing and what they're trying to do right now. The Democrats desperately need the Build Back Better plan to go through for one reason. So at least they have 40% of the country on the take directly from the Democratic Party. That's what they need. Okay, that's all that they need. They just need 40% of you. That's it. Just 40%. And if they can get the 40% of you that are addicted to their form of a drug, an addictive drug, which is money popping in your bank account each and every month, then that is it. That's all they need. Game over. Victory. Right? That is the victory. That is the whole ball game, folks. That's everything. That's all they need you to do. Just do that. That's why they're trying to do it. That's why they're obsessed with it. That's why they're focused on it. That's why they're trying to get this to happen. All of this Build Back Better America is not about building back America. It's about bribing America. Bribing Americans, enough Americans to vote for them and their policies. That's all they're doing. I hope every one of you that listens to our podcast will please hit the subscribe or auto download button right now, number one, and hit that little forward button. Text this to your family and friends so they can hear this. Help us expose what they're doing with the Biden administration. Please hit that share button and share this on social media as well. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number four, patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.